Thank you, Jules, for doing this interview with me today. So you are Innovation Manager at Holland Colors, and today we would like to ask you some questions about innovation policies in your company. So first, what is external innovation for you and for your company?
Well, for me and also for our company, the key thing is that we hear new ideas and are aware of new developments, which when we would do it on our own, would take much more time, or even we would not think about that. So it brings new things, positive energy, and also new perspectives into our company and into my daily job.
Thank you. And could you tell us more about your first steps in academia-industry collaborations and what are the challenges you faced?
What I also want to say about it is that when you look at the way we work, traditionally we work with suppliers, so we can get access to new raw materials initiated by either ourselves or our partners or our suppliers. And main drivers are legislation or new developments in industry. Also, working with suppliers is something we use as a source because our products need to work, need to perform on new equipment also. So we have to adapt our product to innovations which are developed for manufacturers. We work with customers, of course. We develop with them new solutions to solve issues they have. We can bring added value there. And also next to this, we work with, especially in consumer markets, with key players. So we call them brand owner companies. And they seek solutions which they hear from the consumers, from their customers. And there we can have a value in providing in-depth technical support. But as you can see, that is really industrial in our own industry, in our own profession. There's the focus on it. And when you look at academia industry collaboration, that is different for us. It's a different world. The goal there for what we see is it's more on expanding knowledge. That's the primary goal, whereas the industrial research which I just described, that is more to seek for short or midterm solutions, and the in-depth knowledge beyond the application is not a goal on itself for our company, for most companies. So there's a gap, and we would like to close that gap. And we've done that when you look at academia industry collaboration with working in specific collaboration projects relevant for our markets and partners. But we are, I would say, also a little bit of a niche player. So really spot-on projects with an objective which is 100% fitting for us is not easy to find. So in those cases, or larger collaboration project with multiple, also larger companies present there, that makes it difficult. So network is then more the primary goal than the development goals inside such a project. So those are challenges we have faced in the past and also in the present.
And according to your experience, do you think mid-sized companies like Holland Colors can benefit from collaborating with academia? And what would be your advice for them?
Yes, I think there's absolutely a value in the collaboration. As I just described, the 100% fit for a mid-sized company in larger projects, it's difficult. Usually it's a compromise when you look at the goals. And when you look at the business we are in, we supply a color and additive concentrates for plastics. Usually the goals are more on developing new polymers where added functionality can be added via other products. So it's not 100% goal. And when you work with one-to-one with academia, you can more align better your goals. The big question is what you have to ask yourself: what do you want to know when you are looking for a solution, or are you looking for getting knowledge which you don't have? And that gives you quite some interesting discussions on what you want to achieve when you look at the collaboration with academia.
Thank you very much for your reply. Finally, my final question would be, you were introduced to academic experts thanks to InnoSpin. How was this experience for you?
We tried it and it was really, really good, I think. So several leads came out all over the world, from Asia to Canada or institutes in Europe, all with a different perspective. Takes time to start. Hey? You have to evaluate what is coming in, discussions internally and then also externally. But it opens new opportunities. We really saw some nice options for new new insights, new projects in the future. But it takes quite some time. So that's the challenge: how to build this and also how to incorporate it into the way we think and way we work, because in industry and academics, it's not the same, but there are really, really nice opportunities to start a collaboration. And in the end, for us to gain knowledge and have a good product in the end, and for the academic world also.
Thank you very much, Jules, for your insights today.
My pleasure.